A Matter of Spirit is a quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2018 issue on the Me Too movement. A Need for Dialogue and Change in the Me Too Movement by Vince Herberholt. Vince Herberholt served the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for 32 years, retiring as an associate regional administrator in 2007. Vince completed a master's degree in pastoral studies at Seattle University. He serves on the board of Just Faith Ministries in the Ignatian Spirituality Center, where he helps to coordinate the men's spirituality program. Vince is a member of St. Joseph Parish in Seattle. He has been married to Kathy Murray for 40 years. They have two adult sons, Bernard and Conrad. I have long thought that dialogue is an answer for many of the conflicts we experience in our country, our church, and our world. Most are born of misinformation and misunderstanding, brought to a level of fear that makes it difficult to find the common good. Dialogue, which involves prayer, reflection, honest speaking from the heart and head, undefended listening, and openness to compassion, healing, and change, is a way to build understanding and bridge conflict. However, dialogue is challenging. It's not a simple conversation, argument, or debate. It's not a quick fix. It is, however, one of the most effective ways to resolve conflict. In some ways, I have started down the road to dialogue by listening to the voices in the Me Too movement. The personal stories, pervasiveness, and injustice temper my skepticism, defensiveness, and resistance. I need to learn more and seek dialogue to fuel my compassion and transformation. When I think of my reactions to the Me Too message, I know that I want to be an ally in the movement that leads to change and healing. As a male ally, hearing from women, that means valuing women, believing their stories, being a safe and trustworthy listener, and speaking up when men harass or demean women. Regrettably, I have been a poor listener and often silent in my response. It's time for change. To move forward, I want to dialogue with a diverse group of women and men on patriarchy and sexual harassment, perhaps using IPJC's Contemplative Dialogue Circle process. Dialogue should be a safe place for all. The prospect of dialogue has caused me to reflect on my own feelings and beliefs. What I share is colored by my social geography. I am a 66-year-old Catholic white male married for 40 years. My beliefs relate to my marriage and attendant household roles, child-rearing, and decision-making. I wrongly asserted my power based on my privilege, career, and earnings. That assertion was hurtful to my wife and to me. She felt less important and burdened by her work at home. I felt less connection to my home and family because of my work. I should have been more open to partnership. My prayer and contemplation helped me to center myself in my own experience and be more open. It also helps me to resist my fears, share honestly, and suspend judgment. I need to learn what patriarchy and sexual harassment mean to others, how they deal with it in their lives, and what changes they would like to see. Part of my learning can come from dialogue with my wife, but I need more. I also need to learn how I can join as an ally with others to reduce the impact of patriarchy. I am challenged when I feel accused of patriarchy. That challenge moves me to decide what I do now. I fear actual dialogue. Will I say the wrong things or find it difficult to take in what I hear? And I am afraid that I won't hear what's being said without resistance, assumptions, judgment, and defensiveness. I am inspired by women who have been hurt by patriarchy and sexual harassment. How deeply it has affected their lives, and how they courageously raise their voices to demand change. I hope that dialogue will help me understand women's experience and inspire me to join them in creating change and healing. Finally, I am most afraid to acknowledge my role in patriarchy and my complacency in making changes. I play a role in living and perpetuating patriarchy. I now hope to play a role as an ally in reducing its impact.